If Jesus' sacrifice paid your debt and transferred you from darkness to the kingdom of God, how will you live and witness differently today? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. And I hope you're having a great day. I sure am, as I dive into God's Word and let it change and transform my heart. If you enjoy these daily devotions, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, place in that huddle in the Washington Defender app. It really does help us get the Word of God out. Remember what we're trying to do around here. We're really trying to embed the Word of God into our hearts, so that we are incredibly different in the public square, different in such a way that we glorify God, our Father in heaven, and make His name known. We have been in a series called None Righteous, and today it's about redemption. So we've been reading Romans chapter 3, verses 21 through 26, the entire sentence. It's a pretty long sentence, but we've been breaking it down so that we can understand it. So we're about halfway through the sentence. We'll get there. It says, "But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ. For all those who believe, for there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by His grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus." That right there is our verse for today. Now, last time we covered being justified as a gift, and just as if I never sinned, and that it's by grace. Now, this talks about through the redemption. Through the what? Redemption. So, if I put my hand through my other hand, I'm going through this. Being justified as a gift, the redemption's here through Jesus Christ, the payment of Jesus Christ. It's what's coming through it. So through the redemption, which is in Christ Jesus, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in His blood through faith. This was to demonstrate His righteousness, because in the forbearance of God, He passed over the sins previously committed. For the demonstration, I say, of His righteousness at the present time, so that He would be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. So we just looked at that. We're going to talk about redemption, and that God has no distinctions between Jew, Gentile, Greek, or barbarian. But we want to lay out that in the same exact book that Paul says there are no distinctions, because there's so much anti-Semitic behavior happening in the world today, that there's a spirit of delusion going around the world today that really talks about how the church has replaced Israel. Many high-profile people are talking about this. I want to show you in the exact same book that Paul says no. Romans 9, 10, 11. We're looking at chapter 11 now, verse 17. But if some of the branches were broken off, and you being a wild olive were grafted in among them, and become partakers with them of the rich root of the olive tree, do not be arrogant toward the branches. Now, we used to have vineyards in the Yakima Valley, and I didn't do this, but my grandpa and my dad did this a lot, where they would graft in a branch into the vineyard. And it was to get this idea to get a good root system. So they would have a hardy root system, and they would graft in, and they could create a very healthy vine. If something is grafted in, that means there has to be original substance that was there to be grafted into. So if this is the Jews and the Jewish nation, based upon the covenant of God through Abraham, and this is the Christian, we are grafted in to that. There is a uniting in that. And this is the source of all of our life. In other words, the bloodline of Jesus came through the Abrahamic covenant, the faith covenant. Now, Jesus was fully God and yet fully man. So the man side of Him came through the lineage of David. So we were grafted into this. He says, don't be arrogant towards the branches. But if you are arrogant, remember that it is not you who supports the roots. In other words, this Abraham covenant is what supports you. That it's not you who supports the roots, but the roots support you. We're supported by our Jewish Messiah, Jesus Christ. of the line of David. You will say then, branches were broken off so that I might be grafted in. Quite right. They were broken off for their unbelief. See this? It doesn't change the source. The very component. But you stand by faith. Do not be conceited, but fear. So if you're a Gentile, do not be arrogant towards our older brother, the Jews. Do not be arrogant towards them, but fear God. That's what they're missing. They're missing a fear of God. Let's learn from them. For God did not spare the natural branches. He will not spare you either. Behold then, the kindness and the severity of God. God is both kind and severe. But to you, God's kindness, if you continue in his kindness. Otherwise, you also will be cut off. We don't think of those, that dichotomy of God being kind and severe, but it's a reality. He is both things simultaneously. And they also, if you do not continue in their unbelief, will be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. For if you were cut off from what is by nature a wild olive tree and were grafted contrary to nature into a cultivated olive tree, how much more will these who are the natural branches be grafted in their own olive tree? So the church has not replaced Israel. The church has been grafted into Israel. And Israel is still Israel, God's chosen nation, God's holy people. So here we are talking about redemption. And as we think about this idea of redemption, what does it mean? To redeem something means to pay or to bring in. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of his testimony. And they did not love their life, even when faced with death. The blood of Jesus. In him, Jesus, the Jewish Messiah, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace, the purchasing through his blood. And not through the blood of goats and calves, but through his own blood, Jesus' blood, he entered the holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. Knowing that you are not redeemed with perishable things like silver or gold from your futile way of life inherited from your forefathers, but with the precious blood as of a lamb, unblemished, spotless, the blood of Christ. You know, we oftentimes show Jesus as the lion and the lamb. In his humanity, the lamb. As the Son of God, the lion. He came the first time as a lamb. When he returns the second time with his church, he will come as the Lion of Judah. For he rescued us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Now think about this for a moment. You have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and there is a physical transfer that takes place. You were a wild olive tree, you might say, and you were grafted in. You were transferred in to the kingdom of his beloved Son. You no longer walk in darkness or fear or in the ways of the flesh, but you walk in the very things of who God is. And you're going to probably encounter some people today who need that transfer, that kingdom transfer from the kingdom of darkness. They need hope, but they don't need hope in the government or hope in these other things. They need hope in Jesus Christ. They need that redemptive, forgiving transfer that happens by faith. So what is the gospel message? It's that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, that we were buried, that he rose again, that we may have eternal life, and that he appeared. The Bible is clear. We are all sinners in the need of a Savior. The Bible is clear that there's only one way to the Father. That's through Jesus. Will you choose Jesus today? Will you take that transfer today and allow him to redeem you and justify you by grace through faith in him? If we confess with our mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You are a worker in the harvest field of God today. Go out there, share Jesus with someone. Tell them the good news that Jesus conquered sin and death. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just come before you today, and we first and foremost confess Jesus Christ as Lord. We believe that you, Father, raised him from the dead. We give you all of our sin. We give you all of our disobedience, and we turn to you and we say yes and amen. God, would you open our eyes, open our heart, open our mind, open up all of who we are, and allow your word to move through us today, to speak life into people, to draw them to the cross today, to see a transformation of the people, God, that you would go before us in all things today. Would you surround us today? Let your word shine through us today. We thank you for what you want to do. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.